Hi, I'm Edie.
And I'm Leia.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
The Dull Women's Club and Vermont Country Store.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Activities better left in the past.
And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
So, Leia, I'll start us off. And my tip is for gift buying for like an older woman in your life.
Oh, okay.
My tip is to go to the Vermont Country Store
online,
where they have very high quality nightgowns and pajamas and robes.
Oh.
Earlier, I think in the fall, I don't know when, I bought myself a chenille vintage robe from there and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I ended up buying my mom for her birthday a beautiful set of pajamas with a pansy print on it in purple, because pansies are her favorite flower. And I just felt, you know, people don't, especially women, don't often splurge on buying themselves nice pajamas.
Right, right.
And so these are so pretty. They're really soft. They have like little pearl buttons. And I just thought buying that for her would make her feel really special in like a splurge. And it went over so well that I bought a beautiful summer nightgown for my kid's other grandma. Yeah. For her birthday. And now I'm thinking, you know, for Christmas, I can get them a lovely pair of like winter pajamas or nightgown. Oh. And the Vermont Country store is just, you know, it's kind of like a, do you know what it is, Leia?
They is sell it kind of like online retro store? I don't even know. No, I don't know.
Yeah, they sell like retro candy, like retro perfumes.
Oh, okay. Online or not?
What?
Online or not?
Online, yeah, definitely online, but I also always get like a catalog sent to me. I like flipping through it.
Okay.
The younger people, I actually got the idea for my robe from a 20-something teacher at school who wore it for pajama day. I'm like, where did you get this magical robe? And apparently young people are into what they call granny core.
Granny
which is like wearing granny type pajamas.
Well, who knew? I mean, I know about the pajama bottoms, that's a thing, but that's not granny, and males and females are wearing the, you know, the PJs, including me.
Yeah, well, this is a different thing. So anyway, it's a tip or a trick for a person who might be hard to buy for, and it's not cheap. Like the pajamas are like $80, but you know, it's my mom. She's more than worth it.
All right. So yes, your mom is more than worth it. Yeah. For the loved ones in our lives. Okay. I'll check it out. For me, I have an online recommendation too. Of course, we like to recommend our Facebook page, the Chit Chat Coop, but I have recently, I have recently found a fascinating new group on Facebook called the Dull Women's Club. And these women are anything but dull, Edie. In fact, I'm trying to think of a way that I can promote our podcast on there, because they would all be lovers of this. They're just fascinating women who share their stories and talk about how dull they are. And in doing so, we find out they're not dull at all. And one of the things, like when they share, is you say your foot size, your shoe size for some reason, and whether or not you like bananas. But there are some very talented writers and women doing amazing things, and they come to the Dull Women's Club to just receive just to kind of make friends. I don't quite understand it, except that I love reading their writing. Like I read it and I just think these women are so talented, and they're basically sort of introverted women who do cool things and but don't really have a place to share that, and they share on the Dull Women's Club.
And that's just something you can request to join on Facebook.
Yeah, it's a public group. Wonderful tips and tricks on there as well. And I find it very calming for me, you know, because the women are calm and intelligent, and it's very gentle for me, you know, in these times I need gentle things, and it gives me delight. And I know because I see who's on this group that a few of our chit chat coop or listeners to the pod are on it too, including my friend Anne on Vancouver Island. So that's really it's kind of fun.
All
And
right.
yes, the Dull Women's Club, who are not dull at all.
The Dull Women's Club and Vermont Country Store.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
And yeah, they do. Like, put on a nightgown and, join the Dull Women's Club.
Exactly. And perhaps that's what our podcast is about today, in a way,
In a
because,
way.
well, do you hear a campfire, Edie?
Well, do you hear a campfire tune?
Ah, yes, I do. So, I think like our podcast today is a little bit about things that maybe we used to do, dull or not, that we no longer want to do or we choose to leave behind for various reasons. And, you know, not because we're becoming duller, probably because we're becoming more evolved in our tastes and the way we look at the world, right?
All right, Leah, I'll start us off. One thing that I have left behind is scrapbooking. Remember how scrapbooking used to be a big thing?
You were so into it, big
I
time.
had tubs of it. I had punches and paper and
Stickers and borders.
borders, and I would spend just hours making these scrapbooks.
They are fun to
And
look at. I do love looking at your scrapbooks, especially the ones that Donnie and I are in as well. They're hilarious.
well, you'll notice that I stopped making them after I had children.
This is it. And they're the ones who deserve to be scrapbooked, right?
I'm leaving that behind, and I have since gone over to Popsa, which was a tip or a
All
trick because
right.
it's so much easier. And
It's digital, right?
my mom forces everyone to look at her scrapbooks because she's still
Yeah.
like scrapbooking. And I'm finding even with my Popsa, little books that I'm making, my kids don't even want to look at
No,
them.
no, no, no. Kids don't want to look at anything unless it's digitalized. So, and I don't really either, to be honest. I find, yeah, it's my dad actually pulls out, he brings he brings a plastic bag whenever we go out full of photos, and sometimes they're repeats, and he has them in little booklets, right? And he writes on the photos as well. It's actually quite quaint and lovely. And since my mom passed, you know, it's a lovely way to remember things, and to remember her and to remember when our kids were little and all these things. But it gets to be a lot because we spend, you know, a fair bit of time poring over pictures, and it's fine. It's fine. It's actually quite retro and wonderful, and it is lovely to revisit the past, but not through scrapbooking.
Yeah,
No.
I'm done with scrapbooking. So what I have is what I have, and that's that.
And that's the end of that. Okay, gotcha. I concur. I was into it for a short time because I think you got me into it, but it didn't last nearly as long with me, and mine far inferior to yours.
Well, I was 100% committed.
Yeah, you were big time into it. Okay. Well, something that I'm not doing anymore is since moving to Vancouver Island is dressing up. I have all these blazers, Edie, and all these heels and all these lovely, beautiful clothes. I'm in the closet right now, actually gazing at some of them, and it's like, when am I ever going to wear this here? Why would I wear this? And it's true, I am on a sabbatical from work right now, so I may dress up again, but you know, I'm not comfortable in heels. They don't feel good. Most of my dress pants are cut for heels, and I feel like I'm kind of done with that phase. I'm becoming a jeans girl. I'm walking the beach. I'm wearing my Blundstones. Probably need to get more into running shoes. I haven't come over to to the sneaker side of things yet other than Converses. But yeah, I'm just don't see this being a formal place where I'm living and I'm gardening and doing all this kind of stuff. So I feel like the whole, I don't want to give up on fashion. I don't want to say that I'm quitting the fashion world because I really do enjoy making an effort, to look good. But I just feel like my style has to change being where I am. And it is pretty hippie here, which fits in very well with my vibe. I have like the two, I have two sides of me, right? I've got the hippie Leia and then I've got the dress up Leia. And I think I'll probably be veering in more towards the hippie Leia.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. Say goodbye to blazers and heels, at least for now.
At least for now. Let's see. This could change, but for the moment.
One thing, Leia, that I'm sadly saying goodbye to is soap operas.
Oh, you still watch soap operas?
I watched General Hospital for 25 years, and then it kind of went like to an online version. I'm not sure what happened, but I look back so fondly on my 25 years of watching General Hospital. But then part of me is like, I spent hours, probably years watching that show. But it was, I used to plan my schedule around being able to go and watch it in college.
Really? Wow.
And I watched it with a group of people at the Madison Union in the Rathskeller. Loved it, but I just heard from my uncle, and I haven't double-checked this, that Maurice Bernard, who played the mob leader, Sonny Corinthos, has retired. And I still used to kind of like check in on like the online General Hospital to see what was going on. And the last time I watched it, Leah, Sonny had amnesia again and was working like in a Northwoods bar. And I'm like, I remember someone else doing this. I love this plot. I love it. But I think I'm saying goodbye to General Hospital, and it's very bittersweet. But if anyone ever wants to talk General Hospital with me, I can like talk for hours.
Well, maybe you should start a podcast about
All
that.
about General. Oh my gosh, we can. Yeah, I loved it, though I didn't love it when, because Luke and Laura were such a big thing in the 80s. Remember that?
No, I don't. I never
What?
watched General Hospital. When I was watching, and interestingly, it was a thing at university when I was there too. Like we would also go to the Student Union building and watch in the pub there. But it was all my children.
Oh, that came. General Hospital was 2 hours. All my children started at 11, and General Hospital was at 2. But I mean, for the Luke and Laura wedding, Elizabeth Taylor came and played his aunt.
That's crazy.
She loved it. Yeah.
That is crazy. Okay. Well, okay. So no more soap operas for
No
you.
more soap operas.
All right. Have enough in our own life. We don't need other people.
That's true.
Oh, geez.
Tis
All right.
true.
Okay. Well, good on you. Well, I'm giving up the two M's. Well, I shouldn't say Don would be disappointed to hear the first M, but movies and malls. But malls in
Okay.
particular. Like malls are passé now, right? I just feel like I don't need to go to a mall to get stuff. It seems silly. Most malls are quite gross these days too. Like they're not what they used to be, right?
No, that time is gone, where it used to be, when it was so fun to go to the mall. I
And there were movie
agree.
theaters at the malls too. Maybe there still are. I don't know. But I haven't been in a movie theater in, I don't know, like probably when
Since
you
you saw
were.
Barbie?
Oh, of course, we saw Barbie this summer. That was delightful. That was fun. And it's not that I'm giving up all movies, but in my past, I would watch movies that were stressful to me, because my partners liked them or friends I was with liked them. And it's just like, I'm not going to watch a science fiction movie. I'm not going to watch an apocalyptic movie. I'm not going to, I'm only So I'm not giving up movies because I'll watch comedies, but you know me, I prefer TV shows. I like things in small doses. And so I know you still love movies, and Dawn wishes that I would love movies, but for the most part, I just don't have the stamina to see through a whole, 2 hours of something other than Barbie. I haven't watched Oppenheimer yet. Remember when it was Barbieheimer or Oppenheimer?
Barbieheimer, yeah, I haven't
Barbieheimer.
watched it either.
I
You know,
want
Leia,
to.
I don't like movies.
I thought you loved them. You were watching all the Nick Cage movies with
I
Leonard.
only did that because Leonard wants to. If I was left to my own devices, I'd never watch another movie in my life.
Oh, okay.
Or I
Okay.
don't feel, I'm like you, I don't want to be stressed out by a movie, but I just do it because he wants me to, and
Good mama.
you know.
Okay. Yeah, I hope we don't lose listeners based on this because
I still watch movies, but if I have like 2 hours by myself, I'm not going to choose to go downstairs and watch a movie.
Well, I had 2 hours by myself yesterday and I chose to watch part of season three of Friends and and popcorn, and I loved it. Charlotte and I are rewatching Friends, or I'm rewatching and she's watching because she's never seen before. So we have plenty to discuss. And actually, I'm just finished season two, where Joey Tribbiani was Dr. Ray Romero.
Oh, I
Romero.
love that on the soap opera on Guiding Light, wasn't it?
Opera. So fun. Yeah,
Oh.
that's how I'm getting my soap opera fun in with Friends. So I'm not giving up. Friends. It makes me happy. It gives me some joy. And it's really fun to chat about with Charlotte. So, yeah. But malls now don't need them anymore. I'm finished.
Nope. Yeah, I was in a mall last week because of I keep having these situations come up where I do everything correctly and then someone on the other side messes up and then I have to go and correct it.
What do you mean?
Well, like I was rear-ended by a high school student and now I've been driving around a banged up car and have to bring it in and like deal with the rent. You know, it's just a nightmare and you know, I
Yeah.
didn't cause that problem.
Yeah.
And it just happened with also with Eddie Bauer. I ordered these tropical shirts for Gus for his birthday.
Yeah.
And I was so excited because it was there and they sent me the wrong order.
Ugh.
And they were a nightmare to deal with. And so
Awful.
I finally like went into the mall and that was a nightmare. I just like, ah, you know, I just ordered some shirts and I got two
Yeah.
pair of slippers and some flip-flops, meaning
Oh
someone else
no.
got Gus's shirts.
Oh no. I mean, I hate to promote Amazon, right? Because they've taken over the world. So maybe I shouldn't give up. Well, one of the really nice things, in fact, I should say, one thing I'm not giving up is in the town that we live in. It's sort of we live in a town called Comox, but Comox and Courtney are like right next to each other. And the main street actually of both of these little towns is full of independent stores. And I love that. There's just lots of lovely places to go and have coffee that are not Starbucks. There are wonderful little shops. Judy, a loyal listener to the pod and friend of mine, she's a chocolatier at Hot Chocolate in Courtney, which is super cool, right? And there's just all of these lovely stores that I plan to go stop into and see, bookstores. There's still like actual real independent bookstores in both of these towns, clothing stores, lots of great thrift shops. So I'm thinking that I don't need them all. I can support people here and I can buy reused.
Yeah, and I no longer need Eddie Bauer for anything.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. Unless you find some great Eddie Bauer finds in the thrift store.
in the thrift store, then that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, what else are you giving up?
Diet soda.
Oh.
That kind of just came to, I gave it up a long time ago, but it kind of went along with the soap opera because I love Diet Coke and Tab.
Tab. Can you even still get Tab?
I think you can at certain places. I was out to dinner last night with my son Leonard, and he's like, "Oh, what do you want to drink?" And I'm like, "I want a Diet Coke." And it was so good. And I felt like I was about to, go back to the side of Diet Coke, and
Dark
I'm like,
side.
no, I won't. That's just in the past. It's not healthy.
Well, and more research about the carcinogenic effects of whatever is in Diet Coke, the fake sugar, right? Some are
Yikes.
likely better than others, but probably not by much. But I know that Diet Coke has been implicated in some really nasty, nasty business in our bodies. So, yeah, it's a good idea. I do love bubbly things, so I certainly am not giving up bubbles, but I mostly drink carbonated water. The occasional Prosecco, but I'm with you. I'm pretty much finished with the diet drink phase of my life.
Yeah,
Yeah,
for sure.
stick with the healthy stuff. Absolutely. Well, one of the things, Edie, that though I did advocate the Dull Women's Club
Yeah.
for a drink, I am leaving behind the scrolling part of my life. It's just, I don't have time for that anymore. I feel like I'm going to be 59 soon, and there's a lot of things to do in life, and I don't want to spend it lying in bed or, just not moving and scrolling through other people's lives or ads or, other nonsense. I feel like I live next to the ocean now. I need to be out walking and, starting my book club. Edie, I need to start my book club.
Yeah, get that going.
Going to the gym, not to the gym. I mean, you're the gym girl, but going to the pool. I bought my tickets to get started in town here, for my not it's not a Y, it's a leisure center mem not a membership, but I bought 10 passes so I can go into the pool and do aquasize or my own version of it. Apparently they have a lazy river here too,
Oh, good.
so yeah, like I just don't have time to scroll. And the gardening has begun, so yeah. And more reading of fiction. I love my fiction and nonfiction too, but less news, less scrolling, less of that. And I can walk and
Good.
listen to podcasts, right? And listen to audiobooks if I want, or just listen to the herons and the nature and all of that. So I'm good without scrolling. I'm giving it up. Mostly.
Cool.
Mostly.
All right, it's time for the chit chat challenge of the week.
Yes. Well, the chit chat challenge of the week is to, it's not Lent. We should have said, done this episode like, what are you giving up for Lent? But it's long
Yeah.
gone. But your challenge is to think about something that you would like to give up, or you have given up, or you intend to, and be public about it. Share it with us on the chit chat coop on Facebook, so it leads to your commitment, right? We know that research shows that the more public you are about what you're giving up, the more likely you are to succeed. So share it with us, and then replace it with something wonderful.
There you go. Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes, it is. So check out the show notes for our recommendations, links to all of our Instagram pages, our blogs, and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course, the Chit Chat Coop.
So we'd love a review on the podcast app that you listen to us on because it helps more people find the pod. Don't leave that behind.
No, that's right. Do not leave recommendations behind and keep listening to us because we're fun.
For fun.
And we
Thanks,
love.
Leah, for editing. I hope this goes with a lot of ease and flow editing this one.
Yes, I hope so too. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.